from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president to meet with May and talk with Putin. British Prime Minister Theresa May meets with President Trump today at the White House. She'll be the first foreign leader to meet with Mr. Trump since he took office. This comes as May's plan for the EU exit for Britain is moving forward.
We will build a new partnership with our friends in Europe. We're not turning our back on them or on the interests and the values that we share. It remains overwhelmingly in our interests and in those of the wider world that the EU should succeed.
The British leader spoke to a gathering of U.S. Republican leaders in Philadelphia, where she said the days are over where the U.S. and Britain intervene in other nations to remake them in their image. Theresa May said it is in British and American interest to defend their values, but not go back to what she called the failed policies of the past. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are expected to have a telephone conversation on Saturday. It'll be the two world leaders' first talk since Trump was sworn in as president. They did talk, however, just after Trump won the presidential election in November. Trump and Putin said they would like to normalize relations between their two countries when they talk after the presidential vote. The U.S. leader has said that he wants to have a better relationship with Russia and Putin than his predecessor, Barack Obama. Mr. Trump has praised the possibility of lifting sanctions imposed on Russia by the Obama administration. Police chiefs from different parts of the U.S. have voiced their concerns about President Trump's executive order to strip federal grant money from sanctuary states and cities that harbor undocumented immigrants. Law enforcement authorities said cutting funding to force local police policies to change is troubling. This is VOA News. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers has told an Iranian opposition group that it will press for tougher American action against Iran's Islamist rulers. Mr. Trump has yet to outline his Iran policy since taking office, but as a candidate, he strongly criticized then-President Barack Obama for joining world powers in reaching a nuclear deal with Iran. Mr. Trump said the 2015 agreement would not work, calling it a disaster. Russia's foreign minister says Syrian peace talks slated for February 8th have been pushed back to late February. Sergei Lavrov announced the delay today in a meeting in Moscow with several Syrian rebel groups. Lavrov did not say why the UN-mediated talks in Geneva have been postponed. Earlier this week, Turkey and Russia, along with Iran, brought delegates from the Syrian government and rebel groups to Kazakhstan for a round of peace talks. Al-Shabaab fighters have captured a military base run by Kenyan and Somali troops in a Somali town about 18 kilometers from the Kenyan border. Dozens of Al-Shabaab fighters and troops may have been killed, but the numbers have not been verified. The attack started when a truck filled with explosives detonated at the base, followed by heavy gunfire and an infantry attack. Rescuers have pulled the last of 29 bodies from the wreckage of a hotel in central Italy after it was destroyed by an avalanche. 11 people survived the disaster, which struck in the wake of heavy snowstorms and several powerful earthquakes. The head of Italy's fire department emergency office, Giuseppe Romano, says their work at the disaster site will continue after the search and rescue operations are officially closed. South Korean and U.S. Marine Corps troops held a combined winter military exercise. Marcus Carlstrom is the search company commander for the U.S. Marines.
Moment.
Purpose and the point of the training we have here is U.S. Marine Corps and ROC Marine Corps partner together at every level to build the camaraderie and the friendship of the two countries' militaries, but also to increase our proficiency in the event that we'd ever have to fight a war together.
Soldiers participated in a skiing drill, search and destroy exercise, and hand-to-hand combat training. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the most closely watched U.S. stock index, closed above 20,000 for a second day on Thursday. Analysis by the Wall Street Journal showed some experts worried that the recent surge in stock prices has a fragile economic foundation. They called this a time for caution. And Toshiba says it will split its lucrative flash memory business to make up for losses from its troubled U.S. nuclear business and is looking for a third-party capital injection. For more on all these stories, visit our website at VOAnews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.